Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites. Another opening of
another show. Well, Broadway casting news of note this week. Julia Roberts and Paul Rudd will return to Broadway this spring in a revival of Bess Wahl's play, Small Mouth Sounds. It's going to be directed by Joe Mantella at the Barrymore Theater. Performances for that begin February 18th. As a reminder, now, Bess Wahl just won Tony's and I believe a Pulitzer for her play Liberation. This one is said to be largely free of dialogue, taking place at a silent retreat in the woods where six city dwellers attempt to confront their demons. I think I might have seen a version of this years ago. Anyway, joining Julia Roberts and Paul Rudd are Martin Freeman, Greta Lee, Sarah Paulson, a Tony winner herself, and Isaac Powell. As a reminder, Roberts and Rudd appeared together in a 2006 Broadway production of Richard Greenberg's 3 Days of Rain. Oh, maybe that's the one I saw. A play that is also receiving a Broadway revival this spring, coincidentally. The movie star was clearly a disappointment on that stage. I recall seeing it and felt almost pained for her. But I give her credit for wanting to take another crack. Hey, Billie Jean King just returned to college to finally get her degree. There she was at LA State going to class, not far from the statue of her on campus. Anyway, all right, speaking of famous figures, we lost another this past week in Gloria Steinem. No, she was not a theatrical figure per se, though many remember the one-woman off-Broadway show about her called Gloria. Would this not be a time for an encore of that one? One thing Steinem often talked about were consciousness-raising groups spawned by the movement that she helped start. That, of course, is what last year's sensation on and off-Broadway and now traveling, the aforementioned Liberation, is all about. I interviewed Steinem once, and she was absolutely delightful. And let me say that Ms. Magazine did a cover story early on about my lifetime heroine, Helen Gehagan Douglas. Now, Helen started as a Broadway star, where she met her future husband named Melvin. They later became an important political couple. Helen eventually became a congresswoman. Then in 1959, she ran for Senate against another member of Congress named Richard Nixon. He famously called her the Pink Lady, as in communist leanings. He won what was possibly the nastiest race in history. Helen then disappeared for years. But when she made a return appearance in L.A., Watergate was just happening. And folks started wearing buttons that said, "Don't blame me, I voted for Helen Gehagan Douglas," which is the name of the play that I have co-written with Wendy Kaut, which will be performed October 8th in Los Angeles. Is this a plug? Hey, I've spent half my life extolling that woman. And dare I say, Richard Nixon may not seem that terrible now. Anyway, you get my point. Okay, for more news, New York City Center has announced its upcoming presentation of Lin-Manuel Miranda and Chiara Allegria-Houdis' Tony Award-winning musical In the Heights. That will run October 28th to November 15th. Yes, this was a show before his big one called Hamilton. And a new film named A Talent for Murder seems worth mentioning. It's inspired by Joanna Murray Smith's acclaimed play called Switzerland, which had its American premiere at the Geffen Playhouse in 2014. The Geffen is one of the top theaters in Los Angeles, which I visit and discuss often. And I, in fact, saw this play there years ago. A Talent for Murder, the movie, features the great, great Helen Mirren alongside Tony Award winner, recent Tony Award winner, Alden Ehrenreich. He won for Becky Shaw. Anyway, A Talent for Murder takes place in the home of legendary author Patricia Highsmith. I remember that being fascinating. In Brooklyn, meanwhile, at BAM, the Ford Hill Project sounds worth seeing. It's based on the transcripts of Anita Hill and Christine Blasey Ford's testimonies at Senate hearings with Gabby Beans and Elizabeth Marble. I love Elizabeth Marble. I've done stories on her, portraying the two women. This is a Waterwell production. I spoke about that amazing company here last week. It returns after stints at the Public Theater and Under the Radar Festival. Again, that's September 8th to 20th in Brooklyn at BAM. And some updates on one I'm excited about. The cast and creative team are complete for Lincoln Center Theater's revival of A Few Good Men, written by the great Aaron Sorkin and helmed by two-time Tony Award-winning director Michael Arden. Performances for that begin October 8th at the Vivian Beaumont Theater. It'll only run for 13 weeks. Joining the previously announced Bradley Whitford in the cast and others are too many more to mention. Bradley Whitford, you'll remember from West Wing, also created by Aaron Sorkin. Lots of chatter about Rosamund Pike in Inter Alia. That's coming to the Music Box Theater in November. It was a big hit on the West End, so people are excited. Rosamund Pike in Inter Alia. Off-Broadway, there's always a lot to see. One that I saw at the WP Theater on the Upper West Side is back, though at a different venue. Mrs. Stern Wanders the Prussian State Library. Jenny Lynn Bader's play is inspired by Hannah Arendt's real-life arrest in Germany in 1933 and her confrontation with a police officer. It's an intriguing show, I recall. Anyway, that one starts September 12th, 59 East 59. Also at 59 East 59, Canadian playwright Stephen Sheffer's world premiere of Lean 2 is running through October 10th for a limited five-week engagement. The playwright Sheffer says he is drawn to stories set in forests and wild spaces because there's a mystery there, a magic. He's an avid outdoors enthusiast and has explored forests all over North America. He recently learned that before Times Square became, well, how we know it today, it was a red maple swamp teeming with beaver dams. Who knew? Anyway, I hope you will wander into something, wild or not, in your hood, and I'll see you here next week.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.